1. The Seven Sacred Worlds of the Father. The Father's circuit of sacred life spheres contains the only inherent personality secrets in the universe of universes. These satellites of paradise, the innermost of the three circuits, are the only forbidden domains concerned with personality in the central universe. Nether paradise and the worlds of the sun are likewise closed to personalities, but neither of those realms is in any way directly concerned with personality. The paradise worlds of the Father are directed by the highest order of the stationary sons of the Trinity, the Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. Of these worlds I can tell little, of their manifold activities I may tell less. Such information concerns only those beings who function thereon and go forth therefrom. And though I am somewhat familiar with six of these special worlds, never have I landed on Divinington. That world is wholly forbidden to me. One of the reasons for the secrecy of these worlds is because each of these sacred spheres enjoys a specialized representation or manifestation of the deities composing the Paradise Trinity, not a personality, but a unique presence of divinity, which can only be appreciated and comprehended by those particular groups of intelligences resident on, or admissible to, that particular sphere. The Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy are the personal agents of these specialized and impersonal presences of divinity, and the Secrets of Supremacy are highly personal beings, superbly endowed and marvelously adapted to their exalted and exacting work. 1. Divinington. This world is, in a unique sense, the bosom of the Father, the personal communion sphere of the Universal Father, and thereon is a special manifestation of His divinity. Divinington is the paradise rendezvous of the Thought Adjusters, but it is also the home of numerous other entities, personalities, and other beings taking origin in the Universal Father. Many personalities beside the Eternal Son are of direct origin by the solitary acts of the Universal Father. Only the Father fragments and those personalities and other beings of direct and exclusive origin in the Universal Father fraternize and function on this abode. The secrets of Divinington include the secret of the bestowal and mission of Thought Adjusters, their nature, origin, and the technique of their contact with the lowly creatures of the evolutionary worlds is a secret of this paradise sphere. These amazing transactions do not personally concern the rest of us, and therefore do the deities deem it proper to withhold certain features of this great and divine ministry from our full understanding. Insofar as we come in contact with this phase of divine activity, we are permitted full knowledge of these transactions. But concerning the intimate details of this great bestowal, we are not fully informed. This sphere also holds the secrets of the nature, purpose, and activities of all other forms of Father fragments, of the gravity messengers, and of hosts of other beings unrevealed to you. It is highly probable that those truths pertaining to Divinington which are withheld from me, if revealed, would merely confuse and handicap me in my present work, and still again, perhaps they are beyond the conceptual capacity of my order of being. 2. Sanarrington. This sphere is the bosom of the sun, the personal receiving world of the eternal sun. It is the paradise headquarters of the descending and ascending sons of God, when and after they are fully accredited and finally approved. This world is the paradise home for all sons of the eternal sun and of his coordinate and associate sons. There are numerous orders of divine sonship attached to this supernal abode, which have not been revealed to mortals, since they are not concerned with the plans of the ascension scheme of human spiritual progression through the universes and on to paradise. The secrets of Sanarrington include the secret of the incarnation of the divine sons. When a son of God becomes a son of man, is literally born of woman, as occurred on your world 1900 years ago, it is a universal mystery. It is occurring right along throughout the universes, and it is a Sanarrington secret of divine sonship. The Adjusters are a mystery of God the Father. The incarnation of the divine sons is a mystery of God the Son. It is a secret locked up in the seventh sector of Sanarrington, a realm penetrated by none save those who have personally passed through this unique experience. Only those phases of incarnation having to do with your ascension career have been brought to your notice. There are many other phases of the mystery of the incarnation of the Paradise Sons, of unrevealed types on missions of universe service which are undisclosed to you, and there are still other Sanarrington mysteries. 3. Spiritington. This world is the bosom of the Spirit, the paradise home of the high beings that exclusively represent the Infinite Spirit. Here foregather the seven Master Spirits, and certain of their offspring from all universes. At this celestial abode may also be found numerous unrevealed orders of spirit personalities, beings assigned to the manifold activities of the universe not associated with the plans of upstepping the mortal creatures of time to the paradise levels of eternity. The secrets of Spiritington involve the impenetrable mysteries of reflectivity. We tell you of the vast and universal phenomenon of reflectivity, more particularly as it is operative on the headquarters worlds of the seven superuniverses, but we never fully explain this phenomenon, for we do not fully understand it. Much, very much, we do comprehend, but many basic details are still mysterious to us. Reflectivity is a secret of God the Spirit. You have been instructed concerning reflectivity functions in relation to the ascension scheme of mortal survival, and it does so operate. But reflectivity is also an indispensable feature of the normal working of numerous other phases of universe occupation. This endowment of the Infinite Spirit is also utilized in channels other than those of intelligence gathering and information dissemination. And there are other secrets of Spiritington. 4. Vice Gerrington. This planet is the bosom of the Father and the Son, and is the secret sphere of certain unrevealed beings who take origin by the acts of the Father and the Son. This is also the paradise home of many glorified beings of complex ancestry, those whose origin is complicated because of the many diverse techniques operative in the seven superuniverses. Many groups of beings foregather on this world whose identity has not been revealed to your Ancha mortals. The secrets of Vice Gerrington include the secrets of Trinitization, and Trinitization constitutes the secret of authority to represent the Trinity, to act as vicegerents of the gods. Authority to represent the Trinity attaches only to those beings, revealed and unrevealed, who are trinitized, created, eventuated, or eternalized by any two or all three of the Paradise Trinity. Personalities brought into being by the trinitizing acts of certain types of glorified creatures represent no more than the conceptual potential mobilized in that trinitization, albeit such creatures may ascend the path of deity embrace, open to all of their kind. Non-trinitized beings do not fully understand the technique of trinitization by either two or three creators or by certain creatures. You will never fully understand such a phenomenon unless, in the far distant future of your glorified career, you should essay and succeed in such an adventure, because otherwise these secrets of Vice Gerrington will always be forbidden you. But to me, a high Trinity origin being, all sectors of Vice Gerrington are open. I fully understand, and just as fully and sacredly protect, the secret of my origin and destiny. There are still other forms and phases of Trinitization which have not been brought to the notice of the Rancha peoples, and these experiences, in their personal aspects, are duly protected in the secret sector of Vice Gerrington. Solitarrington. This world is the bosom of the Father and the Spirit, and is the rendezvous of a magnificent host of unrevealed beings of origin in the conjoint acts of the Universal Father and the Infinite Spirit, beings who partake of the traits of the Father in addition to their spirit inheritance. This is also the home of the solitary messengers and of other personalities of the superangelic orders. You know of very few of these beings. There are vast numbers of orders unrevealed on Urantia. Because they are domiciled on the fifth world, it does not necessarily follow that the Father had aught to do with the creation of the solitary messengers or their superangelic associates. But in this universe age, he does have to do with their function. During the present universe age, this is also the status sphere of the universe power directors. There are numerous additional orders of spirit personalities, beings unknown to mortal man, who look upon Solid Harrington as their paradise home sphere. It should be remembered that all divisions and levels of universe activities are just as fully provided with spirit ministers as is the realm concerned with helping mortal man ascend to his divine paradise destiny. The secrets of Solid Harrington, besides certain secrets of trinitization, this world holds the secrets of the personal relation of the infinite spirit with certain of the higher offspring of the third source and center. On Solid Harrington are held the mysteries of the intimate association of numerous unrevealed orders with the spirits of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit, with the threefold spirit of the Trinity, and with the spirits of the Supreme, the Ultimate, and the Supreme Ultimate. 6. Seraphington. This sphere is the bosom of the Son and the Spirit, and is the home world of the vast hosts of unrevealed beings created by the Son and the Spirit. This is also the destiny sphere of all ministering orders of the angelic hosts, including Supernaphim, Seconophim, and Seraphim. There also serve in the central and outlying universes many orders of superb spirits who are not ministering spirits to those who shall be heirs of salvation. All these spirit workers in all levels and realms of universe activities look upon Seraphington as their paradise home. The secrets of Seraphington involve a threefold mystery, only one of which I may mention, the mystery of seraphic transport. The ability of various orders of seraphim and allied spirit beings to envelop within their spirit forms all orders of non-material personalities and to carry them away on lengthy interplanetary journeys is a secret locked up in the sacred sectors of Seraphington. The transport seraphim comprehend this mystery, but they do not communicate it to the rest of us, or perhaps they cannot. The other mysteries of Seraphington pertain to the personal experiences of types of spirit servers as yet not revealed to mortals, and we refrain from discussing the secrets of such closely related beings because you can almost comprehend such near orders of existence, and it would be akin to betrayal of trust to present even our partial knowledge of such phenomena. 7. Ascendington. This unique world is the bosom of the Father, Son, and Spirit, the rendezvous of the ascendant creatures of space, the receiving sphere of the pilgrims of time who are passing through the Havona universe on their way to paradise. Ascendington is the actual paradise home of the ascendant souls of time and space until they attain paradise status. You mortals will spend most of your Havona vacations on Ascendington. During your Havona life, Ascendington will be to you what the reversion directors were during the local and super-universe ascension. Here you will engage in thousands of activities which are beyond the grasp of mortal imagination. And as on every previous advance in the Godward ascent, your human self will here enter into new relationships with your divine self. The secrets of Ascendington include the mystery of the gradual and certain building up in the material and mortal mind of a spiritual and potentially immortal counterpart of character and identity. This phenomenon constitutes one of the most perplexing mysteries of the universes, the evolution of an immortal soul within the mind of a mortal and material creature. You will never fully understand this mysterious transaction until you reach Ascendington, and that is just why all Ascendington will be open to your wondering gaze. 1/7 of Ascendington is forbidden to me, that sector concerned with this very secret, which is, or will be, the exclusive experience and possession of your type of being. This experience belongs to your human order of existence. My order of personality is not directly concerned with such transactions. It is therefore forbidden to me and eventually revealed to you. But even after it is revealed to you, for some reason, it forever remains your secret. You do not reveal it to us, nor to any other order of beings. We know about the eternal fusion of a divine adjuster and an immortal soul of human origin, but the ascendant finaliters know this very experience as an absolute reality.